AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No specific threat that we know of, but just days after the deadly terror attacks in Paris, the French Prime Minister is warning that Islamic militants may try to use chemical or biological weapons at some point. We still don't know whether the suspected mastermind of last week's attacks is dead or on the run. Most of the attackers were unknown to French authorities, but many were on the U.S. no-fly list. This is according to two American officials we've spoken with. The Islamic State groups put out a new video showing images of Times Square, but New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not be intimidated.
I want to encourage all New Yorkers to continue to go about their business normally. It's important to note that there is no credible and specific threat against New York City.
Republicans want to set new rules for Syrian and Iraqi refugees trying to enter the U.S. They say it'll make us safer. Their bill will be on the House floor today. The White House says these new rules would be burdensome and are unnecessary. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
In a written statement, the White House says making law enforcement and intelligence chiefs certify each refugee is not a terror threat would introduce impractical and untenable new requirements, but not provide any extra security. It says refugees already undergo rigorous background checks and interviews in a process that takes a year or more.
In Minneapolis, where a black man was shot and killed in a confrontation with police, a crowd gathered last night outside the precinct office in the area. Police sprayed the crowd at one point, and officers were also hit by a chemical spray directed at them. Tonight, Georgia will execute a man convicted of raping and killing a woman he met in a nightclub in 1994. This is AP Radio News. The band Eagles of Death Metal say they are trying to come to terms with what happened when their concert in Paris was attacked last Friday. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Eagles of Death Metal have issued a statement saying they are putting all their shows on hold until further notice. They say they are home and safe, but their thoughts are with the members of their merchandise and record company crew and the friends and fans who died in the attack. They say they are bonded in grief with the victims, their families, and the citizens of Paris, but now they stand with their new family, united by a common goal of love and compassion. I'm Margie Zarletta.
India's film censor authorities have ordered that kissing scenes in the latest James Bond movie be shortened before the movie's released in India. The decision to reduce the length of the kissing scenes is trending on social media this morning as Indians mock the prudishness of film certification authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.